Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
The cordial is Falsha Road, the Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio, 106.1 FM, and also available on podcast.capitalirish.nz. I'm your host for today, Andrew Kerr, and first track I've got up for you guys is a track from 1988. Originally released in 1987, it actually reached the top 10 in New Zealand as well. It was so popular internationally. This is the Hothouse Flowers, Liam and Weilig, etc., and their kind of big breakthrough single, Don't Go.
Cut grass and it's filling up my senses, and the sun is shining down on the blossoms in the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in me, but dim this world.
Don't go, don't leave me lying on the ground while the sun smiles.
Stick around, laugh away, yeah. And I'll lie warm on the sack. Sandy beaches in there, my toes are submerged in the water, and it feels good. The children playing, building castles on the shoreline, like a painting that we loved and loved. It feels so fine.
Don't go, don't hear that now, now. While the sun smiles,
stick around, laugh away, yeah. Uh-huh. White horses and they're coming at me at a pace now. There's a blue Sirocco blowing warm into my face, and the sun is sparkling on the underside of the bridges, and the cars going by with smiles in the windows. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat keeps telling me the look is on its way. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat tells me the look is on its way.
Don't go, don't leave me.
That was the Hothouse Flowers, thanks, Ray, and Don't Go. With a great Sunday afternoon a couple of weeks ago out in the Hutt Valley Irish Society, great event organised by Alice Paul, raised some money for the Doctors Without Frontiers for Gaza. They ended up raising about $2,500, which was great. Nice to see some people I hadn't seen for a while. Don't get out there often enough to the Hutt Valley Irish Society. Okay, moving on. Man needs no introduction to those who know him. Dublin's Damien Dempsey, and this is his track from the 2007 album To Hell or Barbados, and a wonderful song, Your Pretty Smile. Pretty Smile by wonderful Damien Dempsey from 2007. It's about 6 weeks away, but I believe it's been mentioned on recent Capital Irish shows, but it's worth mentioning once, it's worth mentioning twice, and that's the Irish Traditional Music Festival down in Nelson at the end of May, Colinas, which have a series of workshop guest tutors from overseas, some concerts and sessions and such like. And I know it's really popular every year, and given how hard it is to get accommodation, if you're planning on going to Nelson, it might be worth kind of planning ahead and finding a room to stay. So that's Ciolán Áas, 31st of May to the 3rd of June in Nelson. Which segues into a bit of traditional music. Two of the finest young traditional players at home at the moment. Cormac Begley, a concertina player, nephew of the wonderful Seamus Begley, and a wonderful dancer, Stephanie Keane. This track is called, I believe, Three Sisters, and it's a polka, and you should check out the video on YouTube. They're playing on a ship pier on the coast of West Kerry. Anyway, Cormac Begley, Stephanie Keane, and Three Sisters. Cormac Begley and the equally wonderful Stephanie Keane and the polka Three Sisters. Right, next, moving on, here's a bunch from Dundalk called the interestingly named Mary Wallopers, which apparently was named after a rowing boat that the harbour master of the dock in Dundalk had. It's called the Mary Walloper, which means a mad person. And they're a bit mad in the nicest possible way. This is a group originally started with brothers Charles and Andrew Heaney and their friend Sean McKenna. And the group has expanded over the years. 2022 expanded to bring in an accordion, tin whistle, pipes, bass and drums. This is, they're interestingly named, Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice by the Mary Wallopers.
And he came out paralytic. flower of the garbles. Oh. Glory, hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, now, Mary, are you dancing? Oh, oh, no, it's just the way I'm standing. Glory, hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, now, Mary, you're one in a million. Oh, ho, ho, and so's your chances. Glory, hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice. Mary, can I run you home? Oh, ho, ho, I've got a pair of sand shoes. You're a hell of a funny cod liver oil and the orange juice. In through the back close and out through the dunny. Oh, ho, ho, it wasn't for the first time. Glory, hallelujah, cod liver oil. She was going to the clergy. Oh, 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 I buggered off Sharpish. Glory, hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice. And Mary, Mary had a little baby. Oh, 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 the farmers in the army. Glory, hallelujah, cod liver oil. Sahara under a camel, cod liver oil and the orange juice. Cod liver oil and the orange juice.
That was cod liver oil and the orange juice by the Dundalk band Mary Wallopers. Nice piece of the country. I remember actually growing up in rural Ireland and always, from an early age, had an affinity with Seamus Heaney's poetry, as a lot of it was based on a relationship with nature. And this is a Seamus Heaney himself reciting a poem of his from 1966, I think it was. Seamus Heaney, of course, who received the 1995 Nobel Prize in Literature. This poem is called Death of a Naturalist, and it explores that relationship that a child has with nature and how that relationship changes as the child moves into adolescence. So enjoy, Seamus Heaney.
Death of a Naturalist. All year the flax dam festered in the heart of the townland. Green and heavy-headed, flax had rotted there, weighted down by huge sods. Daily it sweltered in the punishing sun. Bubbles gargled delicately. Blue bottles wove a strong gauze of sound around the smell. There were dragonflies, spotted butterflies, but best of all was the warm, thick slobber of frog spawn that grew like clotted water in the shade of the banks. Here, every spring, I would fill jam potfuls of the jellied specks to range on windowsills at home, on shelves at school, and wait and watch until the fattening dots burst into nimble swimming tadpoles. Miss Walsh would tell me how the daddy frog was called the bullfrog, and how he croaked, and how the mammy frog laid hundreds of little eggs, and this was frog spawn. You could tell the weather by frogs too, for they were yellow in the sun and brown in rain. Then, one hot day, when fields were rank with cow dung in the grass, the angry frogs invaded the flax down. I ducked through hedges to a coarse croaking that I hadn't heard before. The air was thick with a bass chorus. Right down the dam, gross-bellied frogs were cocked on sods. Their loose necks pulsed like sails. Some hopped, a slap and plop were obscene threats. Some sat poised like mud grenades, their blunt heads farting. I sickened, turned, and ran. The great slime kings were gathered there for vengeance, and I knew that if I dipped my hand, the spawn would clutch it.
Wonderful Seamus Heaney reading his 1966 poem, Death of a Naturalist. I was putting together the track list for this evening's show and did a little survey of friends and family. So the last couple of tracks I have for you are from my survey, shall we say. First one was written by Bobby Sands about a fiddle player called Mickey Mattel-Hatton who was sent to Crumlinrone prison for selling poteen. And Christy Moore did a great version of this. And this is Christy himself with Bobby Sands' Mattel-Hatton.
In the Rebels Glen there lives a man whom some would call a god. For he could cure your shakes in a bottle of the stuff it cost you 30 bob. Come winter, summer, frost all over a jig and spring in the breeze. In the dead of night a man steps by, Mattel-Hatton, if you please. Mattel-Hatton, you blurt, we need you, you're a million shaking men. Where are your sacks of barley? Will your legs be seen again? Here's a jig to the man and a reel to the drop and a swing to the girl he loves. May your fiddle play and potch and cure your company up above. There's a wisp of smoke to the south of the glen and the potching is on the air. The birds and the burrows and the rabbits in the sky and the drunkards everywhere. And scary as rock, the fox is out and the god is chasing the hound. And the only thing in decent shape is buried beneath the ground. Mattel-Hatton, you blurt, we need you. Are you being shaken then? Where are your sacks of barley? Will your legs be seen again? Here's a jig to the man and a reel to the drop and a swing to the girl he loves. May your fiddle play and potch and cure your company up above. In Mattel-Hatton's house the fairies are out of dancing and the hops. The goats collapsed and the doggers run away and the salmon down the box. He has a million gallons of wash and the peelers are on the glen. But they'll never catch that hackler, cause he's not coming home again. Mattel-Hatton, you blurt, we need you, cry a million shaken men. Where are your sacks of barley, will your legs be seen again? Here's a jig to the man and a reel to the drop and a swing to the girl he loves. May your fiddle play and patch and cure your company up above. Mattel-Hatton, you blurt, we need you, cry a million shaken men. Where are your sacks of barley? Will your legs be seen again? Here's a jig to the man and a reel to the drop and a swing to the girl he loves. May your fiddle play and patch and cure your company up above.
Mattel-Hatton, Christy Moore, that's from 1984, and his album Ride On, and that one goes out to Mr. Alan Norman, and also to my other good friend, Mr. Nick Swan, who does a great version of that song. That's pretty much me for the show. Thanks, as always, to our sponsors. Thanks to the support of New Zealand On Air as well. Don't forget about the trad music session down the Welsh Bar every Tuesday evening. Worth checking out, either listening or playing. Thanks to Ray Ferguson on Air Traffic Control for this show. And don't forget, the show's available on podcast.capitalirish.nz. I'm going to leave you with a wonderful song. It's hard to believe still that these two people are no longer with us, Shane McGowan and Sinead O'Connor. This track was originally a single from by the Pogues in 1986, and it was originally sung by Cato Reardon. It was re-recorded in 95 as a duet with Mr. McGowan and Sinead O'Connor. And the song is Haunted. Thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed the show. Toge Gaboge.
Do you remember that sunny day? Somewhere in London, in the middle of nowhere. Didn't have nothing to do that day. Didn't want to do nothing anyway.
You got a way of walking. And it's something about you. So cool, you could have put out Vietnam.
All the girls ask, what's he like? I say he's kind of shy, but that's the kind of girl I am. He's my kind of guy.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Precious love,
of your precious love,
of your precious love.
I'll build my world around you. I'll bless the day I found you.
I'll stay beside you.
That you never
believe. Wanna be haunted by the ghost. Wanna be haunted by the ghost. Wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Wanna be haunted by the ghost.
Got a way of walking.
You got a way of talking.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.